Now hear these words from Paul's letter to the Romans, Romans chapter 8, verses 26, 27, 38, and 39. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Let's pray together. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. In 1932, a gospel singer named Tommy Dorsey experienced the greatest loss of his life. He was away from home, leading music at a revival. And while he was gone, his wife, Nettie, gave birth to their first child, but there were complications. And Nettie died in childbirth. And then hours later, their baby died too. One day, and all of this loss and everything he loved taken from him. Tommy Dorsey was devastated, and he thought he would never sing again, he'd never write another song, he would never find his way forward. In the weeks that followed, he sat down at the piano and he began to play and sing and pray his grief. And somehow, something else started to flow out of him and rise through the music too. Faith and assurance. And he wrote these words: "Precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on. Let me stand. I am tired. I am weak. I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord. Lead me home." And there's something beautifully honest about those words that he wrote, about the exhaustion of grief, about the feeling of helplessness, about all that sits alongside it. And also this deep conviction, this deep assurance that even in this very worst moment, God was holding him. That even when life had broken open completely, God's love had not and would not let him go. That God's love was still with him. That God's love was the most certain thing in his life. Beloveds, this week violence came to our town, to our schools, to our kids. We're all feeling it. We're shaken. We're raw. We're carrying grief and fear and anger and disbelief in our bodies and in our minds and in our hearts. Our students carry these memories that no one should have to carry. They saw things that no one should have to see. They did things that no one should have to do, especially in a place that is supposed to be safe. Our parents carry fear for their kids, grief of not being able to protect them from this. Our teachers and staff at our schools carry shock and weariness. They carry the weight of loving and leading while they are grieving too. Our first responders, our doctors and nurses, carry the images of what they encountered. They carry the burden of caring for other people while holding their own pain. And all of us, friends, neighbors, community, we carry sorrow and anger, confusion and fatigue. This week has left us broken open. And into that grief, Paul's words come to us. I am convinced, he says, that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor heights, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's the promise, that nothing separates us from God, that God's love holds us, God's love carries us, God's love endures. And Paul writes these words as someone who knows suffering, as a person who's known loss, and he says still, I am convinced. I am convinced that God's love is stronger. I am convinced that God's love endures. I am convinced that in a world of uncertainty, God's love is certain. God's love is faithful. God's love is unwavering. Paul says, I am convinced. And beloveds, I also am convinced. Some of you have heard me tell this story, but when I was 8 years old, my Aunt Chris was killed by her husband. He was an extremely abusive person. Their marriage was incredibly abusive, and at that point, she left, and she'd taken their baby daughter to safety. Their divorce was just weeks away from being finalized when he took her life. It was Palm Sunday in 1990. That was the day that violence became part of our family's story. And violence became part of my story. In the same way that violence became part of some of your stories this week. Years later, when I was in high school, my mom and I were talking about my Aunt Chris, and as we were talking, I started feeling panic rise up in my body. I didn't really have the words for it then, but now I can say I was full of fear and grief and anxiety. And my mom and I prayed together in that moment, and the words that she said are words that have fundamentally solidified something I know to be true about God. She said, God, we thank you that you were there to hug her as she came to you. God, we thank you that you were there. Like, that's it. That's the whole thing. Even at the very worst moment, God is there. There to hug us, there to hold us, there to love us. And that love cannot be taken away. Of that, I am convinced. So, beloveds, please hear that today. Please know that today. God is here. God is love. God is holding you, and God will not let you go. Kids, youth, hear me. God is with you in what you carry. God is with you in your fear about what happens next. God is with you in your healing. Parents, hear me. God is with you in your worry. God is with you in your heartbreak. God is with you as you try to make sense of this senselessness for your children. Teachers and staff, hear me. God is with you in your weariness. God is with you in your grief. God is with you as you try to make sense of this and move forward with courage for the sake of your students and your school. First responders, EMTs, doctors, police, nurses, hear me. God is with you in your service. God is with you in your courage. God is with you as you shoulder the burden of all that comes your way. Neighbors, friends, community, aching together, hear me. God is with us in our sorrow. God is with us in our disbelief. God is with us in our questions. God is with us in our longing for peace. God's love is here. God's love is sure. God's love does not grow tired or leave us or end. That's the center of our faith. God is love, and God's love is forever and always. The worst thing is never the last thing. Death doesn't get the final word. Fear doesn't get the final word. Violence doesn't get the final word. God's love gets the final word. The cross was not the end of Jesus' story. The grave was not the end of Jesus' story. And the pain that we carry today, the wounds and the fear and the confusion and the grief, that is not the end of our story either. Because God's love endures. God raises life out of death. God brings hope out of despair. So hold on to that today. When your heart aches, hold on to that. When your mind races with fear, hold on to that. When your grief feels too heavy to bear, hold on to that. Nothing in all creation can separate us from the love of God in Jesus our Lord. To our high school students, to the teachers, to the staff, to the parents, I am so sorry for what happened to you this week. It should not have happened. It is not fair, and it is not what God wanted. And it is not always going to feel like this. And it will creep up on you from time to time, but it will not always feel like this. And know this is true. God's love is here. God's love is sure. God's love is forever, and God will not let us go. Amen.